After 4 hours of questioning the prisoner, Nyrus ordered Scourge to take a break. They left him in his cell, tied to his chair, neither of them speaking until they were outside in the hall and the door to his cell had closed behind them.
"How much longer will it take to break him?"
Nyrus asked. Scourge considered the question carefully before answering. Early in his training, he had shown a knack for torture and interrogation, skills the instructors had encouraged during his years at the academy. He was an expert in the field. He knew that wringing information out of an unwilling source was about far more than just inflicting pain. Apply enough punishment, and everyone would talk. But most of what they said would be desperately babbled lies, evasions, and half-truths. Without any way to verify accuracy, information gathered through torture was often unreliable and even worthless. Effective interrogation was an art, and Scourge had an innate ability to parse fact from fiction. He knew what questions to ask and in what order. He understood when to ratchet up the intensity and when to pull back. He knew how to use the threat of pain and the reward of mercy to control his subjects. His advanced techniques, combined with his ability to draw upon the dark side, allowed him to quickly dominate weak minds. Strong-willed subjects were more of a challenge, yet in the end, he always got results. Until now. Interrogating the Jedi had resulted in nothing but frustration and dead ends. His will was strong, as was his command of the Force. Even drugged to the edge of unconsciousness, he was able to draw on it, to help him endure the pain and the relentless barrage of questions. But there was something else as well. Nyrus wanted to know how he had escaped the dungeons of the Citadel. She wanted to know about his relationship with the Emperor. She wanted to know why he had come to Nathema. On all those counts, Scourge had come up empty. Revan was resisting him, true, but at some times it almost seemed as if Revan himself didn't know, as if the information had been wiped from his mind.
"We might be wasting our time," he finally admitted. "His pain threshold is high, but we're already at the limits of what a human can endure. If I press any harder, we risk killing him."
Scourge had seen it happen many times. Unskilled or overeager interrogators could easily push their subjects too far. In his mind, this was the ultimate failure. You couldn't get answers from a corpse. With difficult subjects, you had to be patient. It might take multiple sessions over several days to get anything useful. But even knowing this, Scourge didn't hold out much hope for his chances with Revan.
"I could question him for months, but the information you want just isn't there."
"That is unfortunate," Nyrus sighed. "I was hoping to verify my theory."
"What theory?"
"The Emperor has the ability to dominate and enslave the minds of those who serve him," she explained. "It's one of the reasons he has ruled for so long. Those that are transformed become fanatical zealots who live to serve. They are not capable of betraying him."
She glanced back at the door behind which they had left the Jedi.
"I suspect that instead of executing Revan, as he publicly proclaimed, the Emperor turned him into a puppet of his will and sent him back to the Republic to gather information."
"If he's been gathering intel on the Republic for 5 years, the Emperor must be closer to launching his invasion than we thought,"
Scourge noted, alarmed at how close their mad ruler had already come to exposing them to the Jedi. Nyrus shook her head.
"The Emperor is more patient and careful than any being in the galaxy. He has lived for nearly 1,000 years. He might live for 10,000 more. He leaves nothing to chance. If necessary, he will spend decades, maybe even centuries, preparing. No. We still have time. And Revan may still be of use to us."
"How so?"
"You said it yourself. Something happened to his mind. His memories are lost, but so is his knowledge of and loyalty to the Emperor. Whatever was done to him, it freed him from the Emperor's domination. If we can learn how this happened, we might be able to use it to bring the Emperor down. Remember that all those who have direct access to the Emperor's voice, the Emperor's hand, the soldiers in the Imperial Guard, are under his spell. Breaking that spell, turning his most loyal followers against him, is our best chance of defeating him and saving the Empire from his mad plan to attack the Republic. We need Revan alive so we can study him, she concluded. He is too valuable a resource to throw away.
What she said made sense, but Scourge knew it would be far more difficult and complicated than she made it sound.
It might take years before you understand what happened to him, he warned her.
The Emperor is not the only one who can be patient, she replied.